What if the secret to understanding the universe wasn't hidden in impenetrable jargon, but waiting in plain sight within the very equations we've been taught to fear? Most of us encounter E equals MC squared and see cryptic symbols, but these aren't barriers, they're invitations. Physics operates through a peculiar magic, mathematical patterns that describe everything from falling coffee cups to colliding galaxies. The challenge isn't that physics is incomprehensible, it's that we've been looking at it wrong. Instead of demanding you solve equations, what if you could simply read them, understanding what they're actually saying about reality? This isn't about memorizing formulas. It's about grasping why certain patterns emerge again and again, from the smallest particles to the largest structures in existence. Step outside and toss a ball. It arcs through the air, slows, falls. Simple enough. But beneath this everyday motion lies something profound that will reshape how you see the world around you. Certain quantities never change, no matter how violently things transform around them. This is conservation, nature's deepest pattern. Ancient thinkers like Aristotle believed objects naturally sought rest, but this failed to explain why arrows kept flying after leaving the bow. Medieval Islamic scholars like Ibn Sina proposed that motion itself could be conserved. In a perfect vacuum, objects would move forever at constant velocity, a radical idea centuries before Newton. This was momentum, mass times velocity, a quantity that persists through interactions. When you push a coffee cup, it gains momentum forward, while you, your chair, and Earth gain equal momentum backward. You don't feel Earth move because its mass is enormous, but the principle holds universally. Energy proved even more subtle. Unlike momentum, which points in a direction, energy is scalar, just a number. A ball rolling downhill trades potential energy for kinetic energy, but the total remains constant. Emmy Noether revealed the deepest truth. Every conservation law corresponds to a symmetry. Time's uniformity gives us energy conservation. Space's uniformity yields momentum conservation. Physics requires both continuity and change. Calculus provides the tool to describe both. Derivatives calculate instantaneous rates of change. Even when velocity constantly changes, solving what was impossible before Newton and Leibniz. Consider planetary motion. Kepler discovered planets move in ellipses, sweeping equal areas in equal times. Beautiful patterns that described motion, but didn't explain why. Newton's revolution. You don't need global descriptions of entire orbits, only local information, current position, velocity, and forces. From this single moment, calculus constructs the entire future. His second law, force equals mass times acceleration, is fundamentally a differential equation, with acceleration as the derivative of velocity, which is the derivative of position. These nested rates of change capture how forces sculpt motion. Integrals work backward, accumulating small changes into totals. Distance traveled equals the integral of velocity over time. There's another perspective, the principle of least action. Among all possible paths between two points, nature chooses the one minimizing action, a number integrating kinetic minus potential energy, treating entire trajectories as fundamental rather than moment-by-moment assemblies. The harmonic oscillator, a ball in a bowl-shaped potential, exemplifies this. Near equilibrium, almost every oscillating system approximates a harmonic oscillator, because quadratic terms dominate for small displacements. This principle appears everywhere: pendulums, molecular vibrations, quantum fields. Space isn't just emptiness. It's the fundamental arena where physical events occur. In the 1700s, Leibniz saw space as merely describing relationships between objects, while Newton argued it exists independently. Modern physics sides with Newton. Space is real because it contains fields and has dynamic geometry that responds to energy. Space's most important feature is dimensionality. We live in three dimensions. You can arrange three rods to be mutually perpendicular, but never four. This shapes how forces behave. Gravity follows an inverse square law because gravitational influence spreads across spherical surfaces whose area grows as the square of distance. Hamiltonian mechanics treats momentum as fundamental rather than derived. Yet there's a crucial asymmetry. Interactions are local in position, not momentum. Objects interact when they share the same location, not the same momentum. This explains why where feels more fundamental than how fast. Time flows irreversibly from past to future, yet physics' fundamental laws are nearly time-reversible. A filmed billiard ball collision played backward obeys the same physics. So where does time's arrow originate? The answer lies in entropy, the number of possible microscopic arrangements within a macroscopic state. Low-entropy states have fewer arrangements. High-entropy states have many. Since disorder vastly outnumbers order, systems naturally evolve toward higher entropy. A broken egg never spontaneously reassembles because countless molecular arrangements exist for scrambled eggs, but only specific ones constitute an intact egg. This explanation requires one assumption. Entropy started low. Our universe began 14 billion years ago in an exceptionally low entropy state. When gravity dominates, smoothly distributed matter has lower entropy than clumpy distributions. As the universe evolved from smooth to lumpy, forming stars and galaxies, entropy increased dramatically. This past hypothesis explains time's arrow. Unlike space, time points persistently toward increasing disorder. Every memory, record, and irreversible process stems from this initial low-entropy condition. Einstein's special relativity fused space and time into space-time, a four-dimensional arena where events occur. This unification emerged from one experimental fact: light's speed is constant for all observers, regardless of their motion. The key distinction is between coordinate time, labels like 6 p.m., marking events, and proper time, the duration experienced along a specific path through space-time. Here's the twist: straight paths through space-time maximize proper time. Travel at constant velocity between two events, and you'll experience more time than if you accelerate and change direction. The twin paradox illustrates this. If Alice stays on Earth while Bob travels at near light speed and returns, Bob ages less because his curved path accumulates less proper time than Alice's straight world line. The mathematics reveals why. Proper time follows pt squared equals t squared minus x squared, with a crucial minus sign creating a trade-off. The more you move through space, the less you move through time. Photons experience no passage of time whatsoever. Relativity also destroys absolute simultaneity. Events simultaneous in one frame occur at different times in another. For sufficiently separated events, their temporal ordering can even reverse. What's future in one frame can be past in another. Einstein's general relativity reveals gravity not as a force, but as space-time curvature. The crucial insight? All objects fall identically, regardless of mass or composition. Unlike electromagnetism, where different charges respond differently, gravity affects everything uniformly, suggesting it's a feature of space-time's geometry itself. A falling coffee cup isn't being pulled, it's following its natural path along a curved geodesic. You, standing on Earth, experience force as the ground pushes upward, deflecting you from freefall. Einstein's equation, discovered in November 1915, immediately explained Mercury's orbital anomaly and predicted gravitational lensing, confirmed during the 1919 solar eclipse, making Einstein an overnight celebrity. Black holes emerge where matter compresses so dramatically that light cannot escape. Inside the event horizon, moving toward the center becomes progression through time. The singularity isn't a place, but a moment in your inevitable future. Gravitational waves, ripples in space-time curvature, provide a revolutionary cosmic window. Since 2015, detectors have observed dozens of black hole mergers, confirming Einstein's predictions. Physics reveals reality's deep mathematical principles. Every tossed ball demonstrates momentum conservation. Every moment ages you along your world line through space-time. The universe speaks mathematics, and now you can listen.